And so I met a few people. I met who I know now. I met Big Fatty and Granny at the Pepper Mill. And like I've told him on his show, I didn't know I was sitting so close to podcast royalty. So it was a neat introduction to some very nice people. And I've been a contributor to various shows over the years. I've sampled quite a few shows. I am particularly fond of Life on the Shit List, Lotzel, Pink Wheel Nuts, Big Fatty, of course, The Smell Cast, Toppy is a Genius. Let's see, I don't want to leave anybody out. Blind Time, of course. Poke It with a Stick. And,
on the other hand, you know, I thought...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Podcast royalty, Big Fatty and Granny.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Hat One, and this is episode 4233 of the BFO for Thursday, the 25th of April, 2024, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me, y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day. Big Fatty, y'all, and there's a coupon. Yes, Big Fatty. Thirders, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your thirders today, because y'all, this year is the third over. You can tell because you hear the grandma music. Y'all, can you believe it has been 4 months since grandma? Big Fatty, where does the time go? I don't know, but it goes faster and faster. As it passes. Yes, Big Fatty, it does. So y'all, go on over there to Big Fatty's, wish list. Big Fatty, you're a whore. It's 8 months away and you're still a whore, y'all. It's only about, 3 months away before you start seeing the crema decorations in the stoves. Yes, Big Fatty. Is the king.
Where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Dear guys, see y'all today. Today, the 25th of April, we have not one, but two, I say, chew. Celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, there's a reason there are two I say chew today. Y'all, it's because they're twins. They are twin. You heard one of them at the beginning of today's little show. And from his little show, Midwest Matt. And y'all, his brother, y'all, he is the inspiration behind the Mark in calendar. Y'all, he was living in Canada. And Big Fatty, you know, Big Fatty every once in a while will get a little tongue-tied. And every once in a while, what the hell are you talking about anyway? And so y'all, instead of saying Mark in Canada, I said Mark in calendar. And y'all, that's how we got the Mark in calendar, that we keep the list of the celebrations of exiting the birth canal and the anniversarium zone. Yes, Big Fatty, thank goodness you've cleared that up after all these years. Well, I didn't know it was murky. Oh, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, you know, this is a very different year for Mark and Matt because, as we know, Midwest Matt, y'all, he passed away earlier this year. And so this will be Mark's first celebration of exiting the birth canal without his twin. So it'll be very different, and I am so pleased. I am so pleased that Midwest Matt called into the little show back in December, I think. Y'all, with a shark story, and y'all, it may be the last communication he had with any of the little shows, and y'all, we're gonna play it next week during Shark Week. Big Fatty, what a lovely way for him to be remembered, shitting his pants. Well, we don't know if he shit his pants or it was explosive on the walls or anyway. So, but y'all, met both of them out there in Las Vegas, just delightful men. And y'all, if you see Musing Mark on the Twix or the, you know, all those social medias, wish him and Matt a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and some cake.
Happy birthday.
The calm, happy music. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, the Nep and I, we headed on over to Shady Pines. And y'all, both of the ladies joined us. The one that's always there, of course, was there. And the one who is who has fallen a couple of times and been in a little bit of the rehab, y'all, she was there. She had supper plans, but she came and had a cocktail with us. And y'all, it was wonderful just to, for the four of us to check in and kind of shoot the shit. Big Fatty, you don't want to do that at the Shady Pines because you're just a biohazard. Well, anyway, you know what I mean. But anyway, y'all, Big Fatty wasn't real hungry. They have really good soup. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. The old people love the soup, even when it's 80 degrees outside. It's true. They do. And so, y'all, the soup du jour, if you will, was the Italian wedding soup. Now, y'all, I don't know what makes it Italian, but y'all, it was good. And it was lovely. Just lovely. And so I had that. The Nip had a hamburger. Y'all, he was the wimpy of the table. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, we were out of there. Quick as a wink. I think, yeah, we got some traffic getting back here to the villa, but y'all, we were back here. If we hadn't had traffic, we would have been back about 6:20 or something like that, maybe even before that. But it was right at 6:30 when we pulled into the villa, and the Nip headed out on an evening nipple walk, and Big Fatty put on his stretchy pants. Yes, Big Farty. And y'all, of course, I watched the CBS Evening News with Maurice Dubois, because he's once again filling in for the one and only the one and only Nora McDonald. Big Fatty old
Old Nora MacDonald had a news. Who? A big fat. Big fat. It just. Please move the show forward.
And anyway, I watched that. I watched the Jeopardy. And y'all then turned on the sports ball. And the Atlanta Braves, they had a win. And y'all, the starting pitcher for the Atlanta Braves, his name is Max Fried, is spelled Fried. And y'all, he's kind of got a creepy face with his little pencil mustache and everything. But y'all, he pitched for 9 innings. Y'all, this is unheard of in modern day sports ball. You know, they've got, we're gonna go to the bullpen every other minute. And, you know, y'all, they would have some, in previous years, they'd have people from the bullpen come in and pitch to one person, and then they change again. And y'all, this was one of the reasons the games were running so long. But they can't do that anymore. But y'all, a pitcher going 9 innings, that just doesn't exist anymore. Now, that was sort of the standard when Big Fatty was growing up. But anyway, y'all, a win is a win, and they beat the Fish. You know, those are the Marlins. I couldn't remember that yesterday. No, Big Fatty, you couldn't. And so, and y'all, it was going down to like 50, 51 degrees Tuesday evening. So y'all, the windows were open. Big Fatty, it's a good thing Whitman Tinka didn't slip in. No, y'all, it was perfect. It was perfect sleeping weather. And y'all, in fact, I didn't wake up until probably about 20 minutes after 7 a.m. in the morning. And as we all know, Miss Gail King waits for no one. And so, y'all, I got up and I had my coffee, read the paper, watched Miss Gail King. You know, I have it on the TiVo so I can skip through the commercials. And by the time Vladimir Duthiers did his thing, I was caught up. And anyway, and y'all, I did my puzzles. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, the puzzles today were tough. Y'all, I'm about halfway through number two, I say, chew level on the Sudoku in the newspaper. And y'all, I can't get it, but I haven't given up. And y'all, then when I did okay on the Wordle, I got it in three, but the strands and the connection, y'all, the connections, y'all, there were so many different options in all. Y'all, I didn't get it. I got one of the four connections, but that was it. And then, you know, the NIP had an appointment at the car dealership, the Ford Motor Company. he was able to start his car with the new battery charger, portable battery charger that he purchased from the Lesbyterian Delivery Service. And he headed on over and I followed a little after him to pick him up. From there, we went to the Costco. Y'all, I picked up a few things at the Costco. Y'all, we're having the stuffed bell peppers from the Costco, and gonna have a deconstructed wedge solid. Y'all, all that means is it's iceberg lettuce isn't in a wedge, and it's already mixed with the bacon and the blue cheese. Yes, Big Fatty. And then I've got some cone on the cob, not the Mexican cone, but the regular cone on the cob with butter, you know, the good Kerrygold butter. And y'all, I got that kind of stuff, and I got, oh yo, I got a loaf, Big Fatty. Did you pinch it? No, it's It's lemon blueberry. It's a lemon blueberry loaf that I'm going to have for brufkus for my Saturday evening house guest here at the villa. And and then let's see, what else did I get? I don't really remember. It was that. And it seems like there was something else. Maybe I got some Brussels sprouts or something. I don't know, but it was something like that. And so, y'all, from there, we went to the Vaughn's East. Yes, Big Betty! Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Betty, we hear it. Yes, y'all, As I do on hump day, y'all went to the Vaughn's East. Y'all, I didn't need a whole lot, but I picked up a few things. Got me an onion, and y'all, they had the party size ruffles with ridges. Buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all, they had the Ben and Jerry ice cream, buy one, get one free, plus I had a coupon. Y'all, they had the cut-up pineapple chunks on sale. Got a thing of those. Y'all, I got a cup of blue cheese crumbles for the deconstructed iceberg wedge solid. And y'all, I had a coupon for... No, I didn't have a coupon. It was buy one, get one free. Y'all, it's these luncheon meats by Smithfield. They're over there along with the Lando Frost and things like that. But y'all, they have a real good hard salami. And y'all, it stays good for months. So I picked up one of those. And y'all, I picked up a 5-pack of the Vaughn's East Greenwise blueberry bagels. I thought I'd give them a try just to see how they compare to the Thomas's blueberry bagels. And y'all, that's all about. Y'all, I spent $22.31, but I saved $17.68. Yes, Big Betty! And y'all, I got home and put my provisions away, but the nip needed to go to the Walmart. I said, well, I could do a trip to the Sam's Club as well. By the way, y'all, $2.99 a gallon is still the price at the Sam's Club. So he picked up his prescription and met me in the Sam's Club. Y'all, I picked up a rotisserie chicken and a bag of iceberg lettuce solid mix for the solid. And seems like there was something else that I got. Or a couple of more things I got, but I don't recall what they are off the top of my head. But y'all did that, came home, had a little lunch, and y'all, I had to get into that Ben and Jerry's Everything But the Kitchen Sink ice cream. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, you may have noticed that I didn't mention anything about nipple walking. Y'all, I hadn't had a chance to do it yet, so as soon as I finish the little show here, I'm going to get out and walk around Fat Acres. And y'all, just a quick little thank you to everyone who has had nice things to say about that picture that Big Fatty posted. Over there at the www, y'all, some really nice comments over there, and thank you all so much. Yes, Big Betty, some interesting ones, like that one from your Northeast Street Jenny. It's true. Y'all, and Midwest Man, I'm going to give you the final word of today's show.
Podcast royalty, Big Fatty and Granny.
Big Fatty, but Granny is royalty. Maybe if he was cleaning the royal chamber pot.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.